Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about the Human Vapor.
1960.
A.K.A.?
The first?
No. Okay.
Oh, we're not going to say it yet?
You can say it.
The first gas man. And you really go, man, they could have called it gas man. And of course, we know why they probably didn't call it gas man.
What about, there's another one that I really liked. Gaseous Superman. They called him that once too. Yeah, they don't.
No, but like apparently it was called Gas Man in. See,
oh my god.
Gasu Ningen Dai Ichi Go, I think is what it.
I laughed every single time.
They called him Gas Man, they called him Gas Man. When they were just talking about him, referring to him, they called him Gas Man a lot.
Yeah.
This movie is curious.
Okay, so you mentioned on our before recording our previous episode that you preferred one over the other. Do you prefer Human Vapor or do you prefer Degora?
Human Vapor.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Human Vapor is just the story is concise, as weird as it is. It's not all over the place like Degora was. Uh-huh. Well, and he's a human vapor. It's not like a space amoeba pretending to be something else.
Yeah, I watched Degora, and then the next day I watched Human Vapor, and I was about half hour in a Human Vapor. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is nothing's happening. Am I gonna have to just like call you and say, can we just pick something else?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was after Degora, which was kind of a mess. It was kind of all over the place. I'm like, oh no, are we going downhill with the Shiro Honda? But as soon as the gas man showed up, I thought this movie was rad.
No, for me, you know what got me at the beginning?
Was the gunshot.
Right? The security guard.
Oh,
the first security guard in the bank that you see, you see that he was so panicked and so scared. I was like so impressed with this guy's got this one little bit of just being scared of it. And that first security guard was so great that I was going, oh, this is interesting. I like how it's like, it's scary. Like there was like this unseen scariness, and I go, oh, I'm curious.
Oh, you know what?
But it drags a bit after that, where you're going, when are we gonna get to what this is?
Yeah, we all know it's a
human.
No,
he's a gas man.
Yeah.
When is the gas man gonna show up?
He's essentially like a universal monster.
Totally.
And it is like. The story, as soon as we see him and he shows up and he's like kind of giving himself up and he's showing him how he did it, like I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy's nuts. Like, obviously this is the Human Vapor or the gas man. And he, I'm like, oh man, this guy is so confident in his powers. He could just put them on display in front of everyone who's trying to catch him.
Yeah.
He's got like reporters after him, the newspaper, cops.
You know what else it felt like to me? It felt like EC comic style horror.
Well, yeah, the design.
They're like the way they're in suits, and it just had this quality. Like I remember a long time ago, this crazy EC comic story about a guy who got run over by a steamroller, and he became this flat man guy.
Oh, okay.
And he was terrorizing his wife or whatever. He was like flat, like almost like one dimensional, just like a flat, wide guy. And then at the end, he grabs his wife who was like cheating on him or trying to have him killed or something. And they steamroll again together. And this time it actually kills the flat guy. Uh-huh. And he, gets flattened with his wife, but it was kind of like that too, in the sense where, cause man. Everyone, all these bad guys wear suits in those comics. And it was like, yeah, it kind of felt like that.
I was wondering about the suit. Cause I'm like, why? I know it's a human vapor. Why is he wearing a suit? That doesn't disappear. But I liked the effect. I thought the effect was really good.
Yeah, I feel like
sometimes.
It's like he goes, like when he sneaks off, he goes to a vent, and then does he leave the suit?
Sometimes he left the suit.
He gets naked somewhere and comes back together and has to pick out a new suit. But then other times he can keep enough vapor in the suit to manipulate the suit.
Yeah.
You know what I wasn't clear was when he decides to vaporize, he does this thing where he reaches like into his pocket, like into his jacket pocket or something. Like he reaches in, does the Pledge of Allegiance, and then he turns into the vapor.
Yeah, I think so.
That part is unclear, but I liked it. I liked all the suit effects. I liked when the suit is like when he first turns into it and you just see the suit flatten down.
Yeah.
It was so cool. And that reminds me, I used to do that when I was working on Alcatraz. Mm-hmm. I had a ton of layers that I had to wear. And so a lot of times at the end of the day, I would just kind of like, I would just slip out of them all together. And it started to kind of look like, kind of like when Obi-Wan Kenobi dies. Uh-huh. And it was just kind of like empty clothes. And so then it became like a gag that I would do for the wardrobe people. And I would just start setting up my clothes in ways in different poses, like an invisible man. Like I had him like sitting at the desk at one point or laying with his feet crossed, in the couch, and all. I started doing a whole series of those.
I remember that. I think you posted those on Instagram.
Maybe. Yeah. It's possible.
This story really grabbed me when he showed up at like the 40-minute mark. I think maybe because I was ahead of the characters in the movie, knowing that we're talking about a gas man. But it was really cool. Like it was like, it reminded me of Rodan, where it's like, even though I know I'm starting to get really intrigued. And what was cool was the flashback sequence. We start the movie like during a bank robbery. So we're like, oh, well, I guess the human vapor already exists. So it was nice to be able to see that whole story played out. It was really interesting. And I like that it made him kind of mad and not like upset, but made him kind of crazy going through the process and then being angry and taking out the doctor and stuff.
That was interesting. Like, cause so the notion that it was like they had this plan, the doctor had an experiment technique thing that his goal was to make humans impervious to heat, I guess, something like that, because he talked about how you could be able to withstand the heat of the sun. Mm-hmm. Like being in and so like it's a little unclear as to what exactly was the intention,
right?
But we know that he screwed up and the the screw up led to him being able to turn into a human vapor.
Yeah, I like the process where he was in that chamber for 10 days. Like it just sounded like sort of like Man in the Iron Mask or something, where it's just like he became this sort of
the thought of like being, it could be like agony.
Yeah.
Forever of that. It's like or who knows?
Prisoner in his own body. I have a quote on here that says, "This is the gas man's decree." That was a line in the movie, but it just said gas man. That made me laugh. It might have been the first one of the first time they called him gas man. I have gas man written so many times in my notes.
By the way, do you remember when we saw the first Gamera movie and there is that scene that's like he's kind of like a drunk farmer at the very beginning. Gamera like flies over him near the very beginning, not the very beginning, but like at some point you see Gamera fly over him, and he kind of this guy has his take when he sees Gamera fly over him. He's like, "Well, like, what was that kind of take?"
Yeah.
And I was like, I had this suspicion. I go, this feels like a cameo of someone who may have been famous then, that like this might have been a guy that people would have been like, "Oh, that guy, cool," kind of thing. That's the guy who lives with the dancer lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same guy.
Yeah.
Who plays the drum thing.
Okay, so that's one of the things that I got, that I was getting anxious about in this movie. Because after seeing Dagora, where it was like clearly two separate stories going on, and then at the end of that, they really didn't come together other than a rock landing on those guys.
Yeah.
But this one, I was like, oh no, it's happening again. Why are we following this dancer? And why are we also following like this, this newspaper, you know,
The
newspaper girl and the detective. And I'm like, oh boy. I was like, here we go again. And then we find out that it's all the same thing, which is good.
Yeah. It's funny. There's some, it's like all these reporters are like in the same building as the cops.
Yeah.
And it almost seems like they all work for the same paper even, and they're all competing for the story.
Yeah.
It was, I thought that was intriguing. The human vapor's kind of obsession with this dancer, mm-hmm. and the whole thing, how the dancer is like her whole storyline, and how she's not, you know, as famous as she was, and she's kind of, but she still just kind of lives, you know, reclusively, and still just performs for herself, and that's where the human vapor was stealing money for.
Yeah,
was basically to sponsor a recital with her, kind of in a way, like give her like a comeback or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was interesting. And I found that. The intriguingness of that part of the story worked for, as far as like the other side, the human side of these things.
Yeah, it was like a fanboy or something. Like if I do this thing for her, she'll notice me or want to be with me. And so yeah, he like rents out that huge hall for her.
Or the same thing when like she wants that one guy who is he's like a musician or someone else who's gonna do the show with her.
Yeah.
And she has all this, she offers him all this money, she puts it in an envelope to give to him. He says, No, please pick up your money, I don't want the money. Then she puts even more money down. Yeah. That was interesting. Same thing when like, cause his wife shows up and she goes, "Hey, can I talk to you for a minute?" And he gets up and then she puts more money down. Like all those kind of things are kind of really strange. And how it was really, had this weird ominous quality like leading up to that performance,
and they were using the performance as a trap. Like they were using it as a trap, and they were trying to, well, one of the things is before that they're trying to figure out how, if there's a possible way to stop him. And so they go into the lab and they're trying to figure out, you know, look at the machinery, and he's like, "Do you know if we can stop him?" And they're like, "I don't know, I'm going to try to figure something out." And as they're sitting there, the doctor turns on a fan and sits down in front of this fan, and I'm like, "Oh, are they going to send him through a fan and make him like get all like jumbled up?" And but it wasn't. I thought the fan was foreshadowing. It seemed very prominent that they showed that fan. It was like a turquoise fan that was like right behind the doctor in the frame. I'm like,
yeah, the same with the all the smoke effects of the human vapor when he's making his escapes. I think we're great. I think a lot of them were like kind of like dry ice and then run it backwards, you know.
Yeah. So,
but that looks so cool.
Like coming out of the sleeves and the legs of the pants and stuff, like all of that looked neat, and you could tell when things were backwards, but
and then he scooches up the wall and goes into the vent.
Yeah.
And disappears was cool. I like the guard that had to tackle the suit and fight the suit.
Oh, yeah. They did the when he did the T2 thing, where it goes between the bars, and yes. he's able to like squeeze the suit through.
Right.
It looked really good. Like there was some editing stuff in there, but like just them like trying to figure out how to get this stuff to move just right was so cool. Right. And then I think there was
when he's half vapor, he's like the glowing head.
Yeah, he's got an eerie look too.
That's cool looking. Or like when he would choke people out by like there'd be like that kind of like
ring around their
animated ring around their face,
or he'd go into their mouth.
They would die. Yeah.
It really
interesting.
Yeah, it really really cool. Like how they just like tried every technique to make this thing work, and there wasn't really any shots where I'm like, oh, that's stupid. I feel like, oh, that's really kind of, you could kind of see the different techniques they used. Like, oh man, that's a clever way of doing that. Or I think there was one miniature shot when he came out the building and was like crawling up the outside of the building as yeah. the vapor. I'm like, oh yeah. man, that's awesome. That looks like a miniature. And then like there's a reaction of the crowd down below, and there's right. like a ton of people outside just like waiting to see this vapor come out.
Same thing, like the guys, like how the whole crowd of people in the theater, he's in the front, very, very kind of Cape Fear, like where he's in front, mm-hmm. like just kind of by himself.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then like the people are belligerent. They're like, come on, we want to see the vapor happen. What's going on here? It's bad.
The finale.
Oh my God, it's great.
Whoa.
It's,
I did not know what she was doing.
The tragedy of it, it's so, she's like, no, I need to continue. And like, and the same thing, like the reporter woman is trying to get her to stop. Don't do this though, you know, cause she's, you know, she's concerned for her safety. And then like, it's too late. We're going to have to do it. And like, and the suspense of like, they pull the switch and nothing happens. And it's like, oh, what went wrong and all that kind of stuff. And then at the end, and they hug. Yeah, it's like, what? What's in her hand? What is that?
Yeah.
And then you figure it out right before she does it, and it is shocking how fast that thing blows.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That poor old guy. He had nothing he could do. He just was had to be there and just take it.
Yeah. That's when I thought like Universal Monster. Like that's how you know Frankenstein. It's Frankenstein's yeah. monster in the
it's
in
very,
the windmill.
Like Invisible Man. Yeah.
But the funny thing is, or not funny, but the thing I liked about it was, is they're all standing outside the theater and they're looking at the doctor and they're like, do you think it worked? And they didn't know. They didn't know yeah. if it worked or not. And I'm like, I don't know if it worked. Is there supposed to be a sequel? And then we see him crawl out.
Yeah.
We see him crawl out of the building.
See the suit crawl out.
Yeah.
And then a burnt him, you know, yeah. forms into the suit. It's so good. It's so it's
like closure, but not really, because it's like, oh, he could probably still be vapor out there somewhere.
Kind of like the end of The Killer. And it's just like, like the tragedy of it all and stuff. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That the dance woman is a really interesting character, the way that her whole thing. And I liked how, like, when they put them all in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And
with all the other girls, with like the prostitutes,
he breaks yeah, by the way, that's another thing during our times. I'm going, man, they're so not socially distant right now. So everybody's in these jail, and not only in that jail, you got to duck your head to get out of that cage. Like it's such a small low door.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, they all go to escape and he's like, no, I'm innocent, I'm going to stay here, I want them to let me out. And then she also tells her servant, or who is he? It's like, at first I was like, is that his dad? Is that who? But it's like, he's like her servant, I guess. What you
yeah,
think?
I don't know.
Her butler.
I didn't know or if he was like some sort of like headmaster of a theater or something. And now he lives with her, watches over her or something.
Like, he's go back to your cell. And he's like, okay. And you've got to go and do that. Go there. And that, yeah, that was very interesting. And how she was in this position where she was getting the money to do this thing, and she knew that it may have been gotten by ill means, and yeah, it added a great complexity to her whole thing.
Yeah, I kept thinking also like of a remake, like how come this doesn't have, we haven't seen like a Vapor Man, you know. This is the only Vapor Man movie I've ever heard of. And I kept thinking of the movie like Hollow Man and stuff, or The Invisible Man. But like, I feel like if they were to do it now, of course it'd be a lot of CG and stuff. But man, this movie is cool. It's just like unique.
Yeah, I think this one was good. I like it.
I would watch this you know, Halloween time when I watch like Frankenstein and
this is Wolfman a movie. Stuff. This was like a movie that I feel like I'd want to show people. Like I go, you should see this movie because I'm pretty sure you've never heard of it, and it's really interesting and intriguing.
We'll have to see if there's some sort of really good version of it somewhere. Because I watched it on archive.org and it had like kind of funny subtitles as far as like they were like this weird sort of cream color and they're really big.
I felt like whatever the transfer was, it kind of made them a little fuzzy. They almost looked like they were radioactive. They like glowed.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was the effect.
But I mean, it was still like that Toho scope. That, you know, that 60s Ashiro Honda look, like, man, I really enjoyed it. It was real dicey for me the first half, but boy, does it pick up. Like, once you find out, see the human vapor and you find out his backstory, I was like way on board. And I think now, if I were to watch it again, I'd be more forgiving of the beginning.
Yeah, I think his pathology was really good too. The whole
he was like sympathetic, but also hateable.
Yeah. There was something really intriguing about how almost like Robin Hoodness of it, where he did terrible things.
Yes,
because he killed people to do his robberies and all that kind of business, but yet. It was kind of fascinating that he was doing it to support this dancer. It's like, can't you see what I did for you? Okay, that kind of weird pathological.
And then she blew him up. Like, it was like, oh my gosh. And she knew it the whole time. Like, she knew that's what she had to do the whole time.
Yeah, like, also reminiscent in a way of like Phantom of the Opera in a way.
Yeah.
Where like he's obsessed with the performer and she's like, so she humors him.
She knows what she has to do and her last request is to finish her dance. And it's just like going back and thinking about that after the fact, just like, oh my gosh, this is heartbreaking and just awful.
Yeah. And I love, and the whole, you know, that dancing, that style and the way and the thing where that move where she holds up like her face, she covers it up, and then she kind of like lifts it up again, and she's changed her mask and stuff.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that shot of her in her makeup holding him with the tear coming down. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is.
Yeah. The tear dropping was good.
Yeah. It's not a kaiju movie. So I don't think it fits my top five, but I mean. This is the kind of thing like Frankenstein Conquers the World did.
This is one of the things why you're grateful that we decided to do this podcast because it introduced us to this existence.
Yeah. This is viewing. I think I would watch this and Matango put in my Halloween sort of rotation. Like if I start getting in the Halloween mood like in September, like there's definitely enough time for this movie for sure. It's so
totally,
it's so weird. It's such a weird movie. But highly recommended.
You should definitely watch this one.
All right, next episode is definitely a kaiju movie. I promise we are going to be watching Godzilla and Mothra Battle for Earth.
Cool.
I haven't seen this one in a while. I'm excited. It's going to be fun to see 90s Mothra without it being a Rebirth of Mothra movie. So Yeah, incredibly excited. You should be able to watch that at kaijupod.com, where you'll also have access to our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And then, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching and talking about that one next. Until next time, boy. There's so much downer stuff in this movie. I can't even think of something that would be fun to do in this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go huddle in the crowd across the street and try to catch a glimpse of the human vapor. Or the gas man, as he's known.
Yeah, the first gas man. That table, when he locks the gas man into that table, it's such a great mad scientist table.
Yeah.
And then when he fights him and he's like breaking all the glass stuff of the lab, he's like, yeah. Oh, I'm going to throw him this way and then I'm going to throw him that way. It's so good. I'm going to try to slip through these bars as a gaseous suit.
Do you think the pants would fall down first?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a whole lot. I'm glad we watched it. This is, I think, I haven't seen Raiga, but I'm sure this is better. We did a good job picking this one out. All right. All right.